What did you guys want to be when you grew up? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Wednesday, December 17th, 2025, and we just heard Ki Sum with 30 Seoreun. Yes. So, what do you think are some popular future jobs among kids these days, despite living in the age of social media and, of course, AI? Well, statistics show that not much has changed in the past 20 years in Korea. So, let's go and find out more right now. Now, Korea's Ministry of Education has released its annual nationwide career survey. And once again, the country's kids have delivered one of the most consistent trends in all of Korean data. Now, elementary schoolers want to be sports stars, while older students want to be teachers. This has been the pattern for years. In fact, it's been 8 years straight for the little ones dreaming of sports, and an incredible 19 years in a row for older students choosing teaching. Now, among elementary students, 14% said they want to become athletes, with other professions like doctors and online creators also making the list. Now, sports was also popular among middle schoolers, coming in second, while doctors came in third. Now, high schoolers were fascinating this year. Right after teachers, the top ambitions were nurses and life scientists, with the science category jumping dramatically from 7th to 3rd place. Healthcare jobs in general placed high, which suggests that Korea's next generation may be preparing for whatever plot twist the future throws at them. Get ready for COVID 3000. We don't know what's going to happen. And there may be a lot of plot twists down the road for our students, but we hope they keep dreaming and, of course, aiming high. And with that, we got a great song, NCT Dream with Graduation. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website, or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website, world.kbs.co.kr, or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And we got more music for you. First up, All Day Project with Look At Me. And The Boys with Still Love You. Would you like a coffee or a tea? That's right, coffee or tea time, whatever you choose. It don't matter. We just want you to sit back, relax, and, you know, get ready for all the information that we have prepared for you today at KPC. And you might have known it or you might have not. Now, among the things you wanted to become when you were a little youngster, did you ever want to become a professional gamer? Or chess grandmaster? Yes. Actually, as a kid, I wanted to be the best chess grandmaster. But it was too difficult. I watched all the movies. I didn't understand why that little clock was there. I still don't know what that clock is for. But anyways, let's meet. Sarawaga Singh Kushwaha, the world's youngest player to ever earn an official rating from FIDE, the International Chess Federation. Y'all, once y'all know this kid's age, you are going to be shocked. You're probably going to ask me right now. So Brian, so how old is he? How old is this kid that you're talking about? And I'm allowed to say kid because he is only 3 years and 7 months and 20 days old. Is that even allowed? And they're like child labor laws or something against this? I mean, it's not labor. I mean, it's a game. So, do you guys remember what you're doing when you're 3 years old? You know, I was probably sucking on my thumb, picking my nose, playing with G.I. Joes. Do kids know what G.I. Joes are anymore? And I think I just made a rhyme. Ooh, I'm a rapper. Anyways, what does this mean? What does it mean to get an official rating from the FIDE FIDE? And how good is Saruwaga? You know what I'm saying? How good is he to get recognized? Now, according to his parents, Saruwaga began playing at around 30 months old, quickly proving he has a mind like a sponge. Within a week from, of course, first learning chess. First, I had to stop real quick. How do you learn how to play chess at 30? 30 months, not 30 years old. 30 months. Like, how do you look at a chess piece and be like, look, I'm going to play chess. You're 30 months old. Can you even speak properly at 30 months old? I'm a little mad about this situation. Why wasn't I that smart at the 30-month-old period in my life? Anyways, like I said, you know, his mind is like a sponge. Now, within a week of first learning chess, he could already name all the pieces. Right there, that makes me mad. Today, he trains 4 to 5 hours a day and has already claimed victories against players well in their 20s. Now, 3 years old and he's training? What child at 3 years old trains for 4 to 5 hours a day? Is that allowed? And his achievement continues a striking national trend. India has been rising as a global chess powerhouse, y'all, if you didn't know that. Now, the country produced last year's youngest ever world champion, and Saruwaga broke that record by a month. His father says Saruwaga may well be on the path towards becoming a future grandmaster. A three-year-old grandmaster, that's crazy. And the chess world may be watching his progress for years to come. Watch out, chess world, y'all. A three-year-old's going to kill all y'all in the chess competitions. Now, what's important now? If Saruwaga continues a love for the game. Because, you know, he's young. What if he gets older, like at the age of 5? You're like, I want to be the master of fishing. And then at 10, he was like, I want to be the master of art and painting. Like, this kid's going to be like in the Guinness World Records for everything before the age of 15, man. And that's going to make me mad. Saruwaga, let's be best friends. We have two great songs to dedicate to Saruwaga. We got Oh My Girl with Checkmate and End Mix with Game Face. Requests and responses! You guys know that we love to hear from you guys. We're always tuning in to which songs you guys want to listen to next. So this is where I get to read out all your requests and blast out all the songs that have been stuck in your little itty-itty brains. I know you're probably thinking, Brian, my brain is huge. Having a huge brain is not really not great. That just means your head is huge. So I won't say your perfectly sized brains. There you go. And of course, I get to choose one of y'all to send a prize to. And you can always check back to see if you've won or not on our website, world.kbs.co.kr. And the winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection Program page. And remember, we keep a close track of our message board, Graham, and our KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces for your comments and quests. And of course, like I said, I'm going to send them a prize. Oh, and don't get sad if your song doesn't get played today. We play it throughout the week. So don't be one of those like pouty people like, they never play my song on the day of requests and responses. That's because we're playing it throughout the week. Okay? We don't want to hear the complaints. So with no further ado, let's get into it from our first request. And it's from MK_93 from the message board. All right, this is going to be in Korean first. And then I'll translate it into English. Off the top of my head, I'm joking. We actually have it written in English for you guys. 자, 최근에 큰 마음, 큰 엄마를 만났는데요. 큰 엄마가 오디션 프로그램 보신 후에 트로트 가수 환희한테 푹 빠져 있다면서 환희가 옛날에 아이돌이었냐는 거예요. 그래서 제가 청소광 삼촌이랑 같은 그룹이었다고 말씀드리니까 그거 그렇게 되냐면서 신기해하시더라고요. 전성기가 끝나지 않은 오빠들 영원히 응원할게요. 신청곡 Fly to the Sky Day by Day. Wow. It's funny how you have a throat singer and a cleaning freak. So for those of you guys who don't speak Korean, I met an aunt recently and she told me she's really in Hwani these days. Into. Should say really into Hwani these days. After watching an audition program and asked if he was an idol star back in the day. I told her that he was in the same group back in the day with Chung Seo Kwang's Hamchun, which is obviously me. And she was really surprised. I always be rooting for you guys. It seems your heyday will never end. My song request is Fly to the Skies Day by Day. Cool. Well, thank you for requesting our song. And I wonder how old your 큰엄마 is. And this is always a fun thing. In Korea, we have so many different titles for our aunts and uncles. Whereas in the States, it's just aunt and uncle. 큰엄마 literally means big mama, big mom. And 큰엄마 is your dad's brother's... No. My 큰아빠. I'm confused now. Who I call 큰아빠in my family? So it's your dad's immediate family. His siblings. But... So his... Yeah. So it's his brother's wife. So if your dad has an older brother and it's his wife, you would call her 큰엄마. So growing up, I was like, I don't know why Koreans do that. You have 고모, you have 이모s, you have 외스모s. Yeah, Koreans. And even in the manager field, you have managers, 이사님, 팀장님s. And then in the world of home shopping, you have 프로님, you have all... I get confused all the time. And I don't even know what the meanings are. I don't know. Anyways... We're going to play your request right now. This is Fly to the Sky with Day by Day. All right, that was Fly to the Sky, my old group, with Fly to the Sky. No, that was a different song. Day by Day. Fly to the Sky is a fast beat dancing song. It's on the same album, though, but Day by Day, which was our first ever song. Came out in 1999, November 21st. Wow. 1999 in the 1900s. Now, moving on, we have more requests. Next one is from Fatna Sadaki. Short and simple. BTS, Life Goes On. Not even a long request. All right, we're going to set that up. But before we do, we have another one. It's from at Aria Faye. Please play Deep Sorrow by Shinhwa. Thankies. Oh, another SM alumni. The group that came out before us, right before us. You know the SM timeline you had. 현진영, 유영진, H.O.T, S.E.S, and 신화, and then us. Yes. And then we had like, not singers, but we had like comedians in between too that came out from SM a long time ago. And for a long time, I didn't even know 신동엽 was SM. I didn't know 김태균 형 was SM way back when. Yes. So there's some info that a lot of you guys probably didn't know about. But we got music for you now. We got BTS with Life Goes On and Shinhwa with Deep Sorrow, 중독. All right, that was Shinhwa with Deep Sorrow, 중독. And we're going to get into more of your requests right now. But that don't mean you can go anywhere. We still have a winner to announce. Our next one is from Song Tae-won from the message board. Hi, DJ Brian. Can I request To Us with song Overdrive? It's my request song. Thank you. Well, if it's your request, we got to play it as long as it's in our system, and it is in our system, so we are going to set that up for you. But before we do, we got to get into our last request of the week, and it's from at KMF_JK. Hey, DJ Brian, please play the song Killing It, Girl by J-Hope. Killing It, Girl. I don't know if that goes that way. I forgot how that melody went, which means we're going to have to play it for y'all so I can, you know, get that knowledge of his song and learn the song again. So those two songs are going to wrap up our segment for today for requests and responses. It doesn't mean it's over though, because we still have a winner to announce and properly wrap things up. So get ready, To Us with Overdrive and J-Hope with Killing It Girl. All right, that was J-Hope with Killing It Girl. Now, y'all know what time it is. It is time to announce today's winner for our requests and responses. And it is Adia Faye. Adia, Adia. Congratulations, first of all. Let us know your physical mailing address by emailing it to us, kpop@kbs.co.kr, with your gram handle, your name, message board ID, whatever it was that you got in contact with us with, so we can find you. And to make it easier, let us know the date you won. It makes it that much easier for us to find you. Now, if you tune in through YouTube as well, make sure to check out our, you know, our other KBS radio programs on another KBS channel. Now, domestic channel to be exact. Some of the KBS Cool FM videos now provide English subtitles so you can enjoy watching your favorite stars make appearances on Cool FM shows, and you can understand what's going on now. We've made the playlist of all those videos on our English KBS Tube channel for your easy access, so go check them out after our show, that is. Now, we got two songs for you. We got George and Chu with Dear My Winter. And then PH1 with Life is a Movie, 인생 영화. All right, guys. Thank you all for tuning in today. We appreciate that. And taking us out, we have a great song by Zion T featuring Lee Moon-se with Snow Noon. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju, and this has been K-Pop Connection. Y'all may disconnect now.